So this is not even the whole story yet. It assumes that if you could hold on to your to the normal timing of your own bodily process and think as you like normally do, with full neuronal cooperation, you know, between your nerves and everything in your little immediate local world. We're going to come to this concept again, so remember it. In your little local world, in your locality, everything is functioning normally, so you're still functioning. The world around you is really bizarre, but everything within you, I mean, you can still feel your pulse and it go bip, 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 just like it does normally, so forth. Assuming all of that, okay? And the speed of light slowing down, its vibrational rate would slow down, the colors would change so drastically that it would be impossible to see with your eyes. If a similar slowing of all the physical processes around you, if all that were to occur, the world would most likely completely disappear from your senses if you were aging 10 years in just 1 second. In other words, you would be like a conscious mind floating. See if you can get into that for a moment. A conscious mind floating, and every once in a while, a flash comes in. Now I want to tell you a secret. This is a really secret. And don't tell this to everybody. That's really what's going on. It doesn't look like it is, but we're going to find out that you have always been a mind floating. And all this around you, which is happening at the rate it's happening because you chose it to happen just like that in order for you to have the experience and the illusion that you aren't just a mind floating. Okay. Then maybe I'm getting it too much into the, ooh, that's so far out. Well, we're going to get to that, but let's come back into the physics again, okay? In this realm where you are just floating like this, there will be paradoxes which will pop up from time to time. For example, in the mind floating realm where you are now, it will be possible for you to think like the Queen in Alice in Wonderland, to think backward through time with as much ease as you can think forward in time. And here is where we're going to find some interesting paradoxes when you think backward in time, while the world around you passes at the normal rate of 1 second per second into the future. Let's say that you also are able to go back in time while everybody else around you is getting older. Suppose that you were able to get younger as you went backward in time. Well, in other words, every moment you're getting younger. What does that mean? What would it mean to you to be younger than you are now? Think about that for a moment. What does it mean? Well, one thing it means is that you're going to forget stuff that you remember now that told you that you couldn't do something. Because as you go backward in time, you're going to go back in time to those moments in time where you first came in contact with those events of your life in which you were told, you are a dummy. Or you were told, you're so fat. Or you were told, you're ugly. Or you were told, oh, you're so sexy. Or you were told, gosh, you can be anything. Or you were told, remember those moments? Remember those moments where you got your ego deflated or expanded? As you go back and back in time to these moments, you're going to forget them. They're going to be like dreams. They're going to be like bubbles bursting as you go back through time to those moments. Because you're this mind floating. And all that stuff that people have told you that you've believed is part of the illusion of your reality of who and what I am is going to just fade away like a dream. Bad dream, good dream, doesn't matter. It's going to disappear. Because you're just a mind floating. Now, if you start to rush the process, after all, you know, you get used to doing it after a while, and you think, oh, Jesus, I want to keep doing it. I want to do it better. I want to go faster. If you go faster and faster, you're going to go into these very paradoxical moments. Suppose that you reach the moment of your very birth. You're coming out of your mother's vagina. You're coming into the world. Oh, but wait a minute. That's not my real birth. Isn't my real birth like something like 9 months before that? Yeah, okay. Let's go back to that moment of your so-called real birth. Okay, well, let's see. From what I remember, something about dad's sperm, or some male's sperm, had to hit mom's egg, or today, somebody's egg. I don't know whose anymore, because I can be born in a petri dish, but never mind that. Suppose that you go back to that moment. Who do you identify with? Are you a spermy type of person, or are you an eggy type of person? Where are you? Are you in the sperm or are you in the egg? Okay, well, now you realize that that can't be answered because you were split before that. Let's go back even further in time. Let's go back in time to when your mother and father were just winking at each other. Where are you now? Are you just a thought in the minds of your mom and dad? Well, let's carry that even further back in time. Let's go back in time to when your mom was a little girl and your grandparents were beaming at her for being such a little girl. And your other grandparents were beaming at their little boy, who's going to be your father, and beaming at him. And now you got four grandparents. Where are you now? Well, which grandparent is you? Or which thought is you? Well, let's go back even further to when the grandparents were little kids. And now we got, well, for each grandparent, there's two more parents. So now we got 8 great-grandparents, 16 great-great-grandparents, 32 great-great-great-great-grandparents, blah, blah, blah. And keep going back. 32, 64, 128, 256, 512. Each generation we go back, it doubles and doubles and doubles and doubles. Within no more than 32 generations back, you find yourself in every being that ever existed back in time. You were all of the above. Where are you? Relax, take a deep breath. You're just a mind floating. You're just a mind floating. That means all of that, all that wonderful story is a story of you. You really, who you really are, is just really a story, a line of time, a timeline. Now I want to give you a little hint. You're wondering what it means to time travel? I just took you on a time travel journey. Yes, you just did that. If you followed along with what I was saying, and now tonight when you go to sleep, little thing you might do, I want you to just let your mind go into the floating world for a moment and going back in time and remembering yourself as a young person and look at your parents, look at their faces and see yourself as part of their idea of giving birth to you even before sperm meets egg. And just let your mind go back to your grandparents and your great-grandparents and try to imagine the whole universe, the whole world, at least the whole planet Earth, as being the grand great mother and father of you. Because in life, in truth, in reality, and this is the gospel as far as I know it, they are your parents. Every one of you out there has the same parents. Well, what does that mean if we all have the same parents? It means that we are all really related, regardless of how we look or who we think we are. Okay?